Whether you're looking to launch or rebrand your podcast, your artwork is the one thing that you should invest in to get noticed and attract your ideal listener. I have podcast branding owner Mark Decote on today to share tips on how to create effective podcast cover art and logos, what you should include, whether you need a photo of yourself on there, and mistakes to avoid. So let's dive in. So, hey, welcome to Leverage Your Podcast Show. I'm your host, Lindsay Phillips of smoothbusinesspodcasting.com. My goal is to help you leverage podcasting to skyrocket your visibility, authority, and business by sharing insider secrets from podcast industry experts, including myself, who have created a successful business through podcasting. So let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome to another show of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. And today we are talking about branding for your podcast and cover art, website, all that good stuff. And we have the owner of Podcast Branding, who also has a podcast of his own. I can't believe, Mark, that you've had 6 long-running podcasts. Oh my goodness. And welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Lynn.
So you've actually hosted 6 like podcasts. Wow.
Yeah, actually I got into podcasting as a TV fan podcaster. So I've got 6 shows that I did for TV shows. They were podcasts. 2 of them are still ongoing. I got a podcast for the TV show, The Last of Us, and another one for the Amazon show from Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. So both of those are still ongoing. The thing with the TV show podcast is when the TV show ends, like I did Under the Dome, I did The Expanse, I did Orphan Black, and I did Killjoys. When the TV show comes to an end, so does the podcast. So I'm relying on the TV show for those. But yeah, I've done those 6 shows. And then I have a graphic design podcast that I do. I've been doing it now for 8 years called Resourceful Designer.
Wow, that's amazing. Clearly you are in the podcasting game. The TV ones, what a great idea, because you're capitalizing on those trends and how fun that would be.
Oh, I love those. I love those. I only release episodes when the shows are on the air. So once the season's over, the podcast goes on hiatus until the next season.
Yeah.
Maybe 1 or 2 episodes in between if there's something very newsworthy that I want to put out. But they're fun because I can do, you know, 6, whatever, 8, 10, 12 weeks, depending on the run of the show. And then I take a break for the rest of the year on that podcast. So
that's so cool. Yeah. I've never heard of anyone doing that before. It's amazing to me how many different kinds of podcasts are out there. It's like the coolest thing ever. All right. So today, of course, Mark, we're going to talk about your expertise and help podcasters that are launching a show with their branding. So branding, we know, of course, like your logo, the look of your business, your webpage, colors, fonts, messaging, all that good stuff. How does it apply to podcasting?
Well, the first thing is branding is actually, it's all of that stuff you said, but what branding actually is a feeling. Mm-hmm. Branding is how people feel about you, or in the case of podcasting, how people feel about your show. So what you're doing is you're building, and I take care of the visual side. There's a lot more to branding. There's your audio, the way you sound on the podcast, the music you use, if you use music in your intro, do you have a voiceover artist? How do you present yourself and all that? All of that encompasses your branding. So all of that stuff together will determine how people feel about you. And that's exactly what a brand is. Same thing like if you go to a store, whether it's a restaurant like McDonald's, I mean, that's a brand. People know McDonald's because of their brand. It's not just the golden arches they know. They know the feel of McDonald's, whether they like it or not, they know it. So that's what we're trying to do with a podcast is create a feeling. And I work on the visual side of it. I do sometimes give some pointers for the rest of it because I've been podcasting for so long that I can help people out in that. But I tend to concentrate more on the visual side. Make sure that doesn't matter where people find you, what touch point that they encounter your podcast with, they're consistent. So if they find you on social media first and then they go find the podcast, or if they discover your website, then find the podcast, or if they find your podcast and then go look for you on social media, your website, you want everything to be consistent so that they know right away I'm at the right spot.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I do on my part of the branding side. And I've been helping all sorts of podcasters. And you mentioned new podcasters, not just new podcasters. A lot of my clients are experienced podcasters who just decide they need a refresh.
Right.
They want something updated, or, maybe they've only been at this for 6 months, but now they really, they fell in love with this medium that we have. And they decided, I'm going to take this more serious now. It's time for me to invest a little bit in my podcast. And one of the things they want to do is improve their branding, their cover artwork, a logo, whether or not they need a logo or not, sometimes their website, their social media and all that. And that's where I come in.
That's perfect. And I love what you say, how everything needs to be consistent and cohesive. I know I always say, when you're marketing your podcast is not a silo. It's not some side adjunct thing off to the side. It has to be part and parcel. Now, you said something there about podcast logo and cover art.
Yes.
What's the distinction?
Well, this is, I don't know if it's just the designer in me. I have a little bit of a beef. Whenever I see anybody refer to, you've got a good, nice looking podcast logo. And I look at it and say, that's not a logo. That's podcast cover artwork. Because they're two different things. You have what most people refer to as the podcast logo is actually podcast cover artwork. The logo itself you can have for a podcast, but most podcasts don't have a logo. Now, I like to use, whenever I do presentations on this topic, the way I like to say is people know the music industry. And let's take the band Kiss, for example. Whether you like Kiss or you don't like Kiss, most of your audience, I'm sure, is familiar with the band. Mm-hmm. They've heard of them before. Well, take their album of I'll pick one, Destroyer. That's one of the Kiss's albums. Well, the album artwork is the image of the four band members in their makeup and all that stuff. And then on there, it'll say Destroyer, but then it'll have the word Kiss. And the word Kiss, if you're familiar with the band, is written in a very distinctive way. Right. It has the K-I and the two S's are shaped almost like lightning bolts. That is the Kiss logo. It's that K-I-S-S is their logo. The rest of it is their album artwork.
Right.
Nobody has ever referred to an album saying, oh, look at that album logo. It's their album artwork. Well, the same thing applies to podcasting. Podcasting has cover artwork and you can have a logo. There are some podcasts that their entire cover artwork is a logo. Joe Rogan, most popular podcaster in the world, I believe, his cover artwork is a logo. That's what it is. They designed a logo and they just stuck it on a square that made it podcast artwork. But if you look through, say, Apple's top 100 chart, I've done this many times before, and most of the time I'd say less than 15% of podcasts actually have a logo. So you don't need a logo. And like my services that I offer two different things. I could design cover artwork for you. I can design a logo for you.
Right.
We do both and we combine both together. But a logo is actually a lot more in-depth. I charge more for a logo than I do for cover artwork. And that's not to say that, when somebody looks at their podcast cover artwork and they want, it's not just sticking some words on there. We don't want a logo. So let's just stick some type on there. We can do what I like to call fancy type treatment. So we can do something that looks really good with the type, but it's not actually a logo in the traditional sense of the word. So, and as I mentioned, some place, especially if it's a company or somebody that's starting their podcast more as a business,
yeah,
they may want a logo. And usually the purpose of the logo is because you're going to use that logo elsewhere. So imagine you're starting a podcast and you decide that, I'm starting this podcast, but I'm also going to write a book that's going to be the same name. I'm going to sell a course that's also the same name. Well, then you're going to want a logo design so that you can use that logo on the podcast artwork. You can use it on your book. You can use it on if you want to sell t-shirts, hats, if you want to sell merchandise. A logo works very well on that. Not that you can't put your podcast artwork on a t-shirt or stuff like that, but a logo works really well. And it's another way for branding to keep consistent everywhere. So I tend to see more of the business side people that want a logo. Most individuals, they're perfectly fine just having plain cover artwork. But you see it all the time. There's many people that'll refer to the cover artwork as a logo. Yeah. And that's just a little pet peeve of mine.
It's all good. And it's funny, as you were kind of explaining it, I realized that I don't have an actual logo for my Leverage Your Podcast show, but on all of my artwork that I have, whether it's a quote or engagement post, that where it's like the information is from the podcast episode, I do have like the little mic symbol and the Leverage Your Podcast in that script. Cause I'm like, oh, I don't want to put like the cover art on that image because it'll just look clunky, but I still want it to give that exposure that this content is from the podcast. But
yeah,
in hindsight, then maybe I should get a proper logo, Mark.
Well, you know where to find me.
Exactly. But that's super smart. And I love the idea that you have of having, like, if you have a course or a program or a method or whatever that may be that ties into your podcast, it does make sense to have a logo because then you have that consistent branding throughout your business.
Yeah. And I've had many clients. The way I work at my website is podcastbranding.co. And the way I work is most people, you go there, you purchase something from me, and then we connect, and then I do the work. I've had many clients who have purchased a podcast logo. And then one thing I do is every single client that orders from me, I insist on getting on a Zoom call. I won't do any work until I actually talk face-to-face with the person. That's one of the things that differentiates me from like Fiverr or exactly. Upwork or 99 Designs or any of those, where you kind of write out what you want. No, yeah. I insist on talking because it makes a huge difference, just me talking to the person. But I've had people order a podcast logo. And when I talk to them, I say, you don't need a logo. Here, I'm going to refund you because the logo is more expensive. Like some of them ordered the logo and not the cover artwork. Some of them order both. They want a logo and cover artwork. And then I'll say, I'll refund you the money for the logo because you don't actually need that. You know, what you're doing, as I said, only 15% of podcasts out there actually have a logo. Most people, just like music, I use Kiss as an example.
Yeah.
Most bands, most musicians out there don't actually have a logo.
No.
You know, if you look at, I was about to say Taylor Swift, but Taylor Swift does actually have the name Taylor Swift written in a specific font that could be viewed as a logo. But a lot of the other acts, whether they're bands or that, if you look from album to album, their name is always different. So they don't have an established logo.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with podcasting. So I've had many that I've refunded the money just because after talking to them, I said, you don't really need this.
Yeah.
So
that's very honorable. And I like how, you share that distinction. So now that let's dive into podcast cover art a little bit more.
Sure.
Why does podcast cover art, why does it matter and what makes a good one?
Well, the reason it matters is I've got a saying I like to use is they see you before they hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person who discovers a podcast will see the cover artwork before they press play. So they haven't heard the podcast. They don't know if they like the podcast. They don't know if it's going to be informative, if they're going to learn from it. They don't know anything about the podcast yet, except for what the cover artwork looks like. And if the cover artwork of your podcast looks cheap, if it looks amateurish, they're automatically going to assume that your podcast is cheap and amateurish. And if they're doing a search through Apple Podcasts, through Spotify, through whatever they're doing, Google, if they're doing a search and all they see is a list of shows with podcast artworks, they have the title to go by and they look at the artwork. And if your artwork doesn't look professional, if it doesn't stand out, there's a very good chance they'll look at yours and then they'll go, oh, the one below it looks really good. Let me check out that one. And if they like that show, then there's very little chance they come back to yours. So the better your podcast artwork looks, the more professional it looks, the better the chance is that they'll go, ooh, look at this one. Let me listen and see. Now, once they press play, then everything's on you. I mean, your artwork is out of the picture. It's up to you to capture them with your audio, with your voice, with your content. But until they press play, your podcast cover art is the only thing. And the title. The title, the description, and the podcast cover art, those are the trifecta. Ooh. But usually the podcast cover art is what they'll see first. They'll see it even before they read the title. They'll see the podcast cover art. And a lot of times, as I said, if it doesn't look good, then they'll go, I wonder how good this podcast really is.
I know. That is so true. And it's like we do judge a book by its cover. We're very visual beings, if you will. And I know for me, it's like, if I see a podcast cover art and I'm scrolling through whatever app, if there's one with like too many words on it, I'm instantly like, next. Like, it's just, it's too busy. It's, I don't have time to read all that. It's just confusing. What are some good do's and don'ts?
Well, the one thing that confuses people that are, that, you know, they create their own cover artwork is the specifications for cover artwork are a file up to a maximum of 3000 by 3000 pixels. Now, if you create, whether you're using Canva, Photoshop, some other program, if you create a canvas of 3000 and 3000 pixels on your computer, that's huge. It's big. So people think, I've got all this space to fill up. But what they fail to realize is that most people, when they see that cover artwork, even though it's designed that big, they're going to see it like smaller than the size of a postage stamp. Now, I don't know if the younger generation who don't mail anything know what a, how big a postage stamp is, but
it's like a thumbnail. It's like really small.
It's like hold up your thumb and that's the size, sometimes even smaller than that. So you have to get the information and you know, I'm saying you got to make this podcast artwork look professional. It's got to look professional at that size. Because when they're scrolling through, it has to catch their attention. And I see so many people where they put like all sorts of images on there, lots of wording, or the wording is too small. Mm-hmm. So the podcast artwork looks great when it's viewed at the 3000 by 3000 pixels. It looks beautiful. Some people who are do-it-yourselfers and all that, I'll look at it and say, they did a really good job. It just doesn't work.
Right.
And that's the thing. You have to keep that in mind that when they're looking really small. Now, when it's that small, you may not be able to read the word. It's very small. You may not be able to read it, but you can still tell whether it's well designed. And in some cases, depending on the title of the podcast, you can actually read it at that size. But there's two things. You want it to be recognizable. Mm-hmm. You want people to be able to recognize it. So if they found your website or they found you on social media, now they're looking for the podcast, they can, even at a small size like that, they can look at the artwork and go, oh, that's the podcast there, even if they can't read it because it's so small. But the idea is it still has to look well designed. And somebody who understands design principles and all that could make something that looks good at 3000 pixels still look good whenever it's viewed at 50 pixels. So that's one of the things. So there's some stuff that do's and don'ts. A lot of times colors, contrast. So if you like, when it's viewed at 3000 pixels, green text on a blue background looks great. When it's viewed at shrunk down to 50 pixels, you can't tell. No. You don't even see it doesn't look green and blue. It just looks like one color depending on which one is predominant. It's either, oh, there's a green square or there's a blue square. You lose that. So, you have to have that contrast in there. If you're going to do something like that, maybe your colors are green and blue. Well, make your type white on a green and blue background. Make it stand out. That'll help you a lot. So that's one mistake I see a lot. The other thing is, as you mentioned, putting a lot of words on there. A lot of podcasts have a kind of a catchphrase or a subhead to their title. Mm-hmm. Don't bother with it on the podcast cover artwork. You want your title only, and any catchphrase, any subtitle or all that, you can add that to your podcast description and your podcast title, like the typewritten one, not on the artwork, but the typewritten one.
Yeah.
You can add it there. For example, my show, my artwork for my graphic design podcast, it just says Resourceful Designer. Now, my title is Resourceful Designer. Honestly, I don't even remember what my title is. Something like Resourceful Designers, resources to help you grow, start, run, and grow your graphic or web design business. That's my full title.
Right.
But on my artwork, it just says Resourceful Designer.
Totally.
Because if I put all that wording on there, nobody would be able to read it. Now, you can include your name. Like I put mine.
I was
mine,
just going to ask that next.
You can include your name, but your name is a secondary thing. It's not important, or it's not as important as your title. You want your title to stand out. You can have your name in case somebody does see it a little bit bigger, and then they're able to read it. But for most of the time, people won't be able to read it. But it is nice. It is nice to say, like, hey, this is my podcast. There's proof. There's my name right there.
Yeah.
So a lot of people want to have it on there, and I'm fine with that. But those are the only two things. Your title and your name are the only things that should be on the cover, along with whatever imagery that's required.
Now, what's your take on episode art that goes on the blog pages that you share? It's funny. I've seen so many podcasters that don't create episode artwork, and they just share, either they share nothing or they just share the cover art or whatever. What's your take on that?
I'm kind of, at first I was against the episode artwork. I've never done episode artwork for my show. And the reason was people weren't doing it right. And what I mean by that is my podcast player, I use an app called Downcast to listen to my podcast. There's hundreds of different apps you can use. That's the one I use. And I create a playlist in mine. And a playlist is basically, here's a whole bunch of episodes. And mine is just, my playlist is all the episodes I have downloaded that I haven't played, except for there's a couple of them that I don't want in that playlist, so I can exclude them. So that's what my playlist is. It's all the podcasts that I have. It's all the episodes. And what I was finding is people were creating episode artwork that, you know, whatever they wanted for this episode, they'd create something, the next episode was something different. Mm. And when I'd look in my playlist at the artwork, I had no idea what podcast this is. Because first of all, with episode artwork, the title of the podcast is not next to the artwork like it is when you're looking at an actual podcast list. With the episode title is there. So if whatever the episode title is, and then you look at the artwork, I'm saying, what podcast is this? I have no idea. So these people were doing it wrong. The right way to do episode artwork, and there are some people that are doing it really well, is to create yourself a template. Whether you do it in, you know, Canva, you can create a template, Photoshop, whatever program you use, you can create a template. And that template is to be used over and over and over for every episode so that there's a familiar, you know what I mean. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See, that's why I like editing my podcast for that reason right there. Anyways, people become familiar with it, the template.
Yeah.
So, and the template has three things. Like everything should be more like consistent from episode to episode, except for three things. The title of the episode, if you write it on the artwork, so the title will change, the episode number, and if you have a guest or if there's a topic, you can change the image. Right. So say a financial podcast may have something. And the other thing is keep it consistent with your show artwork, your podcast artwork. So if you have a certain look, like if your podcast artwork uses reds and yellows, make sure your episode artwork uses reds and yellows as well. Keep a similar look to it. Make a red and yellow border. And in the middle, everything always the same. So that where the number is always in the same spot. And all you do is you change it. Episode 33, episode 34, episode 35. You change the title. And if you have a guest, you can put the guest photo in there. If maybe you don't have guests and you're talking, like say you're a financial podcast and one episode you're talking about investing in real estate, so you can have a picture of an apartment building or something. The next one you're talking about investing in gold, so you have a picture of gold bricks, but the rest of the artwork remains the same, so that as people are scrolling through, they know that all these episodes belong to that podcast. So if you can do that right, then episode artwork is very beneficial. But again, I don't do it for my own podcasts. It takes time, and you've got to weigh whether the time that it takes to create that is really worth it. You know, is your time better spent doing something else?
Yeah. So. Fair enough. And I guess it's how you're using it. Like I know for me, I have it on the blog post. I use it for social media. But keeping it consistent and you just kind of swap out those things.
And I do the same thing. I do my blog post. I actually create a square artwork for every episode that I use on Instagram because Instagram likes square. So I create a square one, but I don't actually put it out as episode artwork.
Oh, I just use it on directories. Instagram. You mean? Yeah.
Yeah. So when I release my podcast, the episode has the same artwork as my show. Yeah. It doesn't have individual episode artwork. But I do create that artwork to share on social media.
Yeah, exactly. Same. Yeah, perfect. And that's a great point because I was launching a podcast a few weeks ago and she's like, oh, don't I need the episode art for every directory? Like, when it goes out every week in Libsyn or whatever. And I'm like, no, you want to keep that plain, keep that consistent. It's just the artwork. So, and yeah, you make a valid point when you're going to create confusion when someone's looking at your playlist or your episodes in the directory that you happen to listen in. It'll just,
yeah.
Make it.
And just if you do decide to do it. Now, one thing I will say, and I'm not sure about every podcast host, I use Libsyn to host my podcast, and Libsyn sends my podcast to YouTube. So yeah. It's not a video podcast, it's an audio podcast, but I do upload a special image to Libsyn every time I release, I publish an episode.
Yep.
There's a photo or that I put up there that is specifically to use on YouTube. It's my YouTube thumbnail.
Yeah.
So that is, and that one is unique. But again, I always use the exact same. I use two fonts on every artwork I do. So I've been doing that for 330 plus episodes. It's the same two fonts, so people recognize that.
Yeah.
And I have a bar at the bottom with the logo and my episode number so that people recognize that, you know, they see the bar, they know the fonts, they know the layout that I use. It's just the image that changes and the title that I write. But so I do create that for specifically for YouTube. But in Libsyn, they also have the area for episode artwork. And I always just leave that blank and it'll default to my show's artwork.
Totally. And I'm glad you touched upon the YouTube thumbnail. Yeah, because it totally, the host pushes out to YouTube if you're not uploading the video portion of your episode. So I know all these different little moving pieces, when you have a podcast.
Yeah, it sounds complicated, but anybody starting out, first of all, episode artwork is, you need podcast artwork, cover artwork to create a podcast. You do not need episode artwork. Episode artwork is a vanity. You know, if you have the time, if you have the desire, go ahead. Personally, you know, I can find better uses of my time than creating episode artwork. It's not going to help your show. It's not going to boost your download numbers or anything like that. You're better off devoting that time to promoting your show elsewhere. So if you have the time, go for it, but it's not required to launch a podcast.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, I do notice that a lot of people lean towards having their picture on the podcast art. Do you think that gives them a leg up, or like, does it matter? I've also seen some where it's just literally the words by itself. Is there a style that you think works better than others?
This is one of the conversations that's whenever I meet with every one of my clients, this is a conversation I have. Do we put your photo on the cover artwork or not? And I've come down that there's really only three reasons to do it. One is you're recognized. So you don't have to be famous worldwide, but if you are in a specific niche and people know who you are in that niche, you regularly go and, you know, you're a keynote speaker at conferences, or you regularly present at different things, or people will recognize you, then you can use your photo because it's a selling feature. You know, people will recognize you and go, oh, that's so-and-so. Maybe they don't even remember your name, but they'll say, I saw that person, that I know who that is. I saw them speak at this event. I don't remember who they are, but wow, maybe I'll check out this podcast. So, you know, if you are recognizable in your niche, whatever you're podcasting about, then yes, you should put your photo on your cover artwork. The second reason is if you want to become recognized in your niche. If your goal is, I'm creating this podcast, but I really hope that, you know, one day I can speak on stage. I would love one day to give a TED talk, or I would love one day to be a keynote speaker somewhere in my niche. People like to hire people they know. Mm-hmm. Well, a conference, if they're looking for a keynote speaker, they're much more willing or much more likely to reach out to you if they know what you look like. Now, it's not a vanity thing. It's not a, this person looks good. It's just, there's that familiarity with the person. You see what they look like. So all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is a real person.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as opposed to when it was just, you know, a voice that we heard. Now they have a face to put with a voice. Now it's like they're building a deeper connection with you.
Yeah, agree.
And there's a better chance of them reaching out to you. So those two reasons, if you are recognizable, like quote unquote famous in your niche, or you want to become that person. The third reason is you just feel good and you want to do that. You want to put it. There's some people that, you know, they're not recognizable. They don't have no desire to speak, but they want to have it on there. Then there's nothing wrong with having it. Now, I will say one thing. Maybe you don't want to speak. You don't want to, you're not famous. You don't want to go and become famous and all that, but you're talking to a certain market and you're a part of that market. Then there's a good chance that specifically if you're targeting somebody and you're part of that target market, put your face on your cover artwork. I had a client who was adamant that she did not want her face on her cover artwork. And she was a financial specialist. She was creating a podcast. And when I talked to her, I says, well, who's your audience? Who do you want to talk to? And she said, you know, I'm a woman of color. I really want to talk to other women of color. And, but her title didn't say that. Like her title was something about finances and it was a great title, but it didn't say anywhere. And her name was, for lack of a better term, it was a generic name. You couldn't really tell Jill nationality Smith. By the name. Yeah. Something like that. And so I told her, I says, you really need to have your photo on your cover artwork, because if you want to attract, you know, women, you're going after women and you're going after women of color. If you want to attract that demographic, then there's a better chance of them hitting play on your podcast if they see somebody that looks familiar to them.
Absolutely.
You know, so in that case, she didn't want to, but I convinced her to do it. And she reached out to me afterwards and said it was one of the best decisions because she's had so many people reach out to her and say that, you know, I found your podcast because I was scrolling through and I was looking for something and I saw your photo and it's like, I decided to check you out. Yeah. And of course, once you press play, then it's the audio that takes over. But it was that artwork that got them to press play in the first place because they saw somebody that, you know, kind of looked like them.
Yeah.
And they said, I can trust this person.
That's so powerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, I've done that over and over where I've convinced clients to put their photo. I had a woman who was in the trade. She owned a plumbing business. She owned an electrical business. She owned carpentry. Like she was like just killing it in the trades business.
Nice.
But she was a woman and she wanted, like she said, I really want to empower other women to get into the trades. So I said, we need to put your photo on the artwork. And she didn't Absolutely. Want to at first.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the reason she didn't want to is because she's a very, you know, feminine woman. She's not the typical or what she was telling me, you know, she's not the typical, you know, manly woman that's working in the trades. That, and this was her talking. She's very feminine, you know, always nice makeup, you know, lots of nice jewelry, wearing dresses and all that. And yet she's in the trades and all that.
Totally.
And I says, well, that's perfect. Let's Absolutely. Put a picture of you in a beautiful dress on the cover, you know, holding a wrench and holding the tools and all that to show that, you know, you are a woman who is not afraid to, you know, be a woman.
Yeah.
And
you can have it all.
Yeah. And you work in the trades. This is great. You know how many women out there that want to work in the trades and or are in the trades that would love to listen to that? So, you know, in those cases, yes, put your photo on the cover artwork. Now, in some cases, I tell people, no, we don't need your photo. Some people want their photo on there. But, you know, in some cases, it'll be, well, you've got a really long title. And if I put your photo on there, I don't have a lot of room to put the title. So what if I try without your photo and then I get to put the title a little bit bigger on, because I've only got that square canvas to work with. So if you put somebody's photo on there, that's taking up a good portion of that canvas.
From a design perspective.
From a design perspective. So I've done it before where I'll say, okay, I'll do one. Let me show you one with your photo and that. Let me do one without. And many times they decide, you know what? I really love that one without because the name really stands out. You know, the type is really nice and all that, where the other one seems a little, not necessarily crowded, but it's not as readable because we have to share the space on the canvas. So it's one of those questions, photo, yes, no. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer, but that's kind of the conversation I have with my clients and which way it should go.
I love that. I've never really had that explained to me before of like the strategy behind having your picture on there or not having it on. It definitely makes me look at my podcast art a little bit differently.
Lindsay, this is why I love what I do I love my my procedure is I have to meet with every client before I design something for them, because I want to have these conversations. If it was somebody just filling out a form, like, here's what I want, I would have had so many people just say, I don't want my photo and all that, you know, here, just do this, this, this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we might not have come up with the perfect artwork for them because their photo really should have been on there. And it's not just that, like, I know a lot of people, like, the thing, like, my meeting with every single client is kind of unique in this space. Not many people that I know do this. But the reason I do this is not just for these questions. I want to meet the person. I want to know their personality. Because that will influence how I design something.
Yeah.
If somebody comes on, you know, I get on a Zoom call with somebody and they say, you know, and I ask everybody a question. Tell me what your podcast is about. And if somebody comes up and they sit, you know, they're sitting straight and they go, yeah, I'm going to create a financial podcast and I'm going to talk about, you know, leveraging the market and investing in real estate and maybe doing some, you know, talking about gold. And, you know, then I'm going to start in my mind, I'm starting to design something in a certain way.
Yeah, I bet.
Now, if that same person comes onto my podcast and I say, tell me about your podcast. And they go, hey, Mark, let me tell you, I am going to talk about finances. I am going to talk about leveraging, you know, this and investing in that. And, oh, we're going to have so much fun and it's going to, you can imagine.
Different style.
I am going to design that artwork completely differently.
So true.
So that's why I meet with everybody. I want to know your personality. I want to know it, you know, how you act.
Yeah.
And that has led me to some really, you know, unique designs. I had somebody I designed artwork for. It was a picture of her with a pillow on top of her head. And it was just, you know, because I wanted to capture her personality. And she showed me a bunch of photos that were beautiful, like, you know, photography studio photos and all that. And I said, these don't say who you are. She was a very, very loud, funny, energetic person.
Yeah.
And I said, none of these photos show that. Mm. That one photo that you shared, you know, just as a kind of a joke, you shared it to me, shared it with me. I said, that photo, I don't know you beyond this 15 minutes we've talked, but that photo tells me who you are.
Interesting.
And we ended up using that photo on her cover artwork and she loved it. And because again, it's the personality that comes.
Yeah. That's so true. I love that. Cause I wouldn't want the art to be something that was stiff and starchy and dry if you're like a magnanimous person and, you know, rambunctious. Yeah. It just wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. Or vice versa.
You wouldn't want to
have, you know,
loud. Yeah.
Yeah. If you were the more calm. Yeah, exactly. And that's why, you know, we work and I talk to them and I work with them and we come up with an idea that works for their brand.
And I like that you look at like who their audience is, what their goals are. Cause yeah, if you're in the self-help, you know, and you're talking about really raw emotions with people, I would want that person's face on the cover. Cause then you kind of feel that connection with them. Like, who am I going to be raw and real with, so to speak. And you want that level of connection.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
This has been a great conversation. I've done an episode on my own about podcast art like a year and a half ago. But to get your strategies, your intentionality behind it, the do's and the don'ts, and kind of a different way of looking at it and your approach, it's been really enlightening, really helpful.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
So how can people find you, whether they're launching a podcast or wanting to rebrand and refresh?
Well, the easiest thing to do is to go to my website, which is podcastbranding.co. It's not the .com, .co. Everything is there. There's a contact form if you want to reach out to me. You can see all the services I offer. There are some samples of artwork I've done. Not all of them. I've designed over, you know, 300 plus artworks for people. There's only a handful of that on the website, but you can get an idea. And if anybody wants to reach out, I'd love to, you know, just hop on a Zoom call and talk to them. Yeah. And
you bet. And I know we didn't have time to kind of tap into website for podcasts, but I just want to make sure, I feel like that's a whole nother topic. But I just want to make sure that people know that you tap into that part as well and help people with their websites for their podcast, because you obviously are a designer and have those skill sets. So yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there to make sure everyone knew. Yeah.
And it is not just help them design the website. I help them like throughout, like maintain. So goal is that when you're working on the podcast, you need to work on the podcast. You don't have to worry about your website. I take care of your website for you. And they do everything else. So, I build the website that's brand cohesive so that everything fits. And then I take care of it. I update it, make sure that it's secure. Anytime that something new, if something breaks, I'll take care of that so that, it's worry-free. So, and I have many, many clients that I do websites for. Yeah.
Love it. Perfect. Well, again, thank you so much for your wisdom. You've given some great tips and look forward to sharing this with everyone.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
All right, folks, that's another episode for the Leverage Your Podcast show, and we'll see you next week. And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you are guesting on podcasts but still feel like the best kept secret and you want to create authority boosting content with ease while attracting leads and clients, then request a free podcast guest leverage audit to transform your results. Head to leverageyourpodcast.com/guest audit.